You're listening to China Africa Talk.
Jambo, ni Bridget akikuletea kipindi kinachohusiana na China na Afrika.
Vous écoutez le dialogue sino-africain avec Bridget.
Everything China, everything Africa.
Olá, você está ouvindo China Africa Talk com Bridget.
سيدتي وسادتي مرحبا بكم في الحوار الصيني العربي مع بريتشيت.
Hello and welcome to another edition of China Africa Talk. I'm your host, Bridget Mutambirwa, coming to you from the Chinese capital in Beijing with more news and discussions on what's happening with China and Africa from a Chinese and African perspective. The 51 years of friendship Second China-Benin Economic and Commercial Cooperation Forum was held in Beijing on April 15. Participants expressed high anticipation for deeper and wider cooperation between China and Benin in the near future. Practical cooperation in fields such as trade, investment, energy, culture, and human resources have been gaining momentum between China and Benin over the years. Benin is seen as the gateway to the West African market, which has good market access policies for West Africa, Europe, and the United States. The government of Benin has been accelerating industrialization and infrastructure construction over the years. It's been stepping up efforts to optimize the investment environment. For more on the forum and how cooperation between the two countries has promoted West Africa's economic development, I'm joined by Mr. Amidou Adamou, an expert in governance and leadership strategies and development planning management of organizations in Benin. Mr. Adamou, thank you for joining us today on China Africa Talk. What are the historical economic ties between Benin and China?
Thank you very much. The economic ties with Benin and China has many years when Benin and China decided to have a cooperation. At the period, People's Republic of China has been admitting the UN system, and Benin Republic decided to recognize China. So they have developed many links, which has been strengthened through many events. In 1976, there was an official visit of President of Benin by the time China. This visit has been awarded by many economic agreements, social agreements, financial agreements, and a technical agreement between Benin and China. That was in 1976. Many years later, another president of Benin visited China in 2011. It was by period of President Yayi Boni. He has visited China. Many agreements have been signed between the two countries. But in 1976, it was a period of Martin Kirikou. Many agreements have been signed. Many years later, in 2023, there was a visit of a president of Benin. President Talon also visits People's Republic of China, and we have signed 13 agreements, economic, social, technical, and trade agreements. The relationship between Benin and China are very strong, and cooperation relation between those two countries, which is marked by the visit of the different presidents. China and Benin have friendship relationship.
On April 15, the 51 years of friendship Second China-Benin Economic and Commercial Cooperation Forum was held in Beijing.
What does the forum aim to achieve, and how do you describe the current economic achievements so far between China and Benin?
I think that this forum is an example of a maturity of the relationship between Benin and China. Because this cooperation, which has started for about 50 years now, is based on many sectors, infrastructure sectors, trade, agriculture, education and training, and even financial sector. So many things have been done. And this forum come to make an assessment of what has been done and to show the way to go on. So as far as the Benin Republic is concerned, I think that this forum is oriented to take into account the government program of action. The government has a program of action. I think that this forum will give opportunity to Benin officials to see how they can make the link between their needs, their objective, and the forum. Then it will be opportunity to adjust what must be adjusted between Benin and China. It is a good opportunity to reactivate, to update objective of each party.
Mr. Amadou, okay. What other conditions do you think the Beninese government has implemented that is creating the enabling environment for both local and Chinese businesses to invest in its economy? And what is the government's plan to strengthen economic cooperation with China moving forward?
A good environment to both local and Chinese business to invest in Benin. The government of Benin has a program of action, what we call action program of government. So they have an objective. So the forum will give opportunity to the two partners to decide, to review, to assess the different sector, economic sector, trade sector, agricultural sector, and to see what can be done for the coming years. But in terms of objectives, in our countries, our objectives are not clearly defined because we are in a system where we produce what we don't consume and we consume what we don't produce. Let us be concrete, for example. Every year, different African governments will take important part of their budget to import rice, whereas we have lands to produce rice. They'll import rice, they import palm oil, where despite they have palm oil trees. So it's mean that in terms of objective, we have to see how to define the real objective in order to produce what they consume and to have to see how to transform their products. What is the use of exporting cotton, for instance, whereas you will take this money to buy rice? So I think that we have to reorient, we have to define the objective in order to produce what they consume, to adapt, to ask for partners to help them to have industries for industrialization of the continent, to produce what they need really. That must be a way to go to a new development system between those countries. China is ready, is willing, for instance, to help Benin for industrialization, for transformation of raw materials into refined products. I think that it is necessary for our countries, for African countries, to think about those new objectives of development instead of exporting the raw materials without any added value, as some countries have started to do it, to see how the cooperation and help for the transfer of technology in order to industrialize the continent and to have access to finished products.
Benin is one of the countries that benefits from a Chinese initiative that allows some of its products duty-free access into the Chinese market, with its main exports being raw cotton, soya beans, and vegetable residue. In the context of many African countries seeking to export products with more added value, does the data show more positive evolution in the case of Benin in that regard?
I think that the different initiative to allow some countries product duty access into the Chinese market is a good thing. Benin used to export to China cotton, like cashew nut, like soja beans. But now there is a new product, that is pineapple. I think that this pineapple take profit of the new rules to free duty access in the Chinese market. I think it is an opportunity to develop between the two countries. What do I mean? It means that now the process must be one which permits to transform the raw materials into finished products in order to export the finished product to countries. And the transfer of technology must be also one of the objectives of our cooperation.
Ever wondered what's actually going on in Africa through the perspective of an African? How are things really going between China and Africa? What's the narrative of this relationship? Well, get a perspective with China Africa Talk. Hear from African diplomats, entrepreneurs, academics, Chinese natives, and more
Get on our wavelength every week to find out what's real with China Africa Talk. Find us on your favorite podcast. We'll see you there.
In 2008, the Benin-China Economic and Trade Development Center, established by Zhejiang Teams International Limited, a Ningbo-based enterprise, was completed in Cotonou, Benin. Furthermore, in 2012, Ningbo established a friendly relationship with Cotonou. What benefits has the Ningbo and Cotonou sister city relationship arrangement brought to the people of Benin?
I think this cooperation brings a lot to Benin. But before that, there are many other initiatives. You know that in a technical level, Chinese used to give and continue to grant scholarship for Benin in order to permit to younger Beninese citizens to go and have technical training, to have professional training as well as professional concern. Added to that, we also have some good initiative in Benin on cultural level. And as far as the Ningbo-based enterprise is concerned, I think it is an aspect, an important aspect of this good relationship between Benin and China. And this project, this initiative permits to many enterprises in Benin to get good business relations with China and also to develop business with relations. I think those kind of experiences, initiatives must be encouraged. I think it is a good experience which can be multiplied.
And how about the role that Benin-China relations play in West Africa under the Belt and Road Initiative? In what ways has this cooperation promoted Africa's economic development?
Benin has taken many advantage of its strategical position in West Africa. Benin is geographically situated among many countries, many big markets like Nigeria, more than 100 million inhabitants, with Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, I mean the Sahel countries, the interland countries. So this strategic position permits to Benin to be the port by which the interland countries will receive their products. So by this way, many products imported by China are distributed in those countries through Benin. It is a good position. It's a good strategic position for Benin. It is the gate entrance to Nigeria, a big market of more than 100 million inhabitants, a big entrance to Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger, the interland countries. So the port of Cotonou is a port of distribution of different products. So many Chinese products arrive through the port of Cotonou, but the real destination is Nigeria, is Mali, is Burkina Faso, and Niger. So this, I think Benin has taken a profit of its advantage to be a big pole of distribution of this product. So it is easy to see that many Chinese companies are in Benin making their business. And also, it is easy to notice that many businessmen of Benin have visa facilities to go to China. Visa facility to go to China more than many other countries to make their business and come. So in that way, we have a good trade relation between Benin and China due to the strategic position of this country, where they take a profit of it. And Benin is like a pole of concentration of the product for the country. That is the reason why many importers are doing their business with Benin. They take profit of it. Different materials like textile, like industrial products, toys, and so on and so forth are imported to those countries through Benin. I think it is an example of dynamic cooperation between our two countries.
Benin introduced its signature pineapples to the Chinese market last year and unveiled at the 6th China International Import Expo, CIIE. How popular are the Beninese pineapples in China? And what other products is Benin going to bring to this year's CIIE?
How popular Benin's pineapples popular in China, I cannot say. But what I can say is that the effort made by Benin to promote the pineapple lines is to be saluted. Because traditionally, we have some products which were exported to China, products like cotton, products like peanut. Effort made by Benin government, by Benin partner, to promote a new product, a new line, that is pineapple. Traditionally, what was exported to China was cotton, soya beans, cashew nuts, and so on and so forth. But now, there is a new product. And this new product, in a new environment that promotes the export, I think that it is a good thing for Benin and China before this partnership that permits to Benin to introduce new product to market. The list is not limited. I hope that after those different products, other products can be also organized. We have mangoes. We have good production of mangoes in Benin. I think it is possible to develop that sector. So we have bananas, we have lemon, and so on. So many products. I think that the government of Benin must be working on that way to develop new products, not only to stop on pineapple. Action program of the government to develop new sectors. The first one is the new product must be developed, must be sustainable.
Ever wondered what's actually going on in Africa through the perspective of an African? How are things really going between China and Africa? What's the narrative of this relationship? Well, get a perspective with China Africa Talk. Hear from African diplomats, entrepreneurs, academics, Chinese natives, and more. Get on our wavelength every week to find out what's real with China Africa Talk. Find us on your favorite podcast. We'll see you there. Are there any lessons for Benin to learn from China's successful experience in reform and opening up?
I think this cooperation between Benin and China is still fruitful, because at any moment there is a stop in order to assess the cooperation, to make an evaluation to see what has been good and what are the unsuccess. There is a good management of this cooperation that must be encouraged, that must be saluted. I know that they are what they call the commission of Benin and Chinese cooperation. I think that this commission, those big minute meetings with the two countries, give opportunity to evaluate to see what is going on. In terms of lesson known, I think that what must be known is that since the cooperation has started, the two parties preserve their engagement. I mean, what has been said, the respect of mutual respect, mutual engagement, winning-winning partnership. So the cooperation permits to each party to promote its product, to promote the interest, the national interest. So I think that this is a good situation between the two countries. As lesson learned, it is an example of good cooperation, a good and dynamic cooperation, which is supported by a strong leadership. It is strong leadership between the leaders of the different countries. I've said that there were many presidential visits to China, and the president has been also welcomed by the at the highest level in China. So there is a strong political willing to maintain that cooperation, to support that cooperation. That explains within that from time to time, the government, the president will go and visit and strengthen this cooperation between the two countries. And after this official visit of the president, we have also the ministerial visit. We have different meetings to evaluate, to promote, to reorient, and to give a new dynamism to that cooperation. I think that this is an example of good cooperation. In terms of lesson three, we see that this cooperation is good because there is a stronger leadership between the two countries.
Mr. Amadou, the 2024 Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, FOCAC, will be held in Beijing later this year. Benin is currently facing the important task of developing a diversified economy. What economic development plans is Benin going to bring to this year's forum, especially aligned with the Government Action Program 2021-2026?
When I try to read the government, the Benin Action Program.
Okay.
I say that the strength on self-sufficient, alimentary self-sufficient, I mean, how to promote agriculture in Benin, to help every Benin to have enough food. That is an important aspect of the program, action program of the government. In action program of Benin, it is decided that they have to develop many other lines of sector of agriculture. I think this is important for Benin to develop this action. It's written in the Asian government plan. Also, other assets that exist before must be consolidated, like education sector. I think it is very important. Technical sector, it is very important also to continue to strengthen those aspects which existed before. And also, in the Benin Action Program, what I've read is that they decide, it said that they promote self-sufficient in agriculture, alimentary sector. It's the way to help every citizen of Benin to have access to food. It is also decided, in terms of objective, they want to promote education for every Benin citizen. I think in that way, China is a good partner. On technical assistance, also, China is a good partner. Agriculture, China is a good partner. Also, in the difference in trade, China is a good sector. I hope that the government will introduce the different or reinforce the different aspects of development and of cooperation in order to reinforce the different sector of cooperation that existed before. That is what I can say. I know that this cooperation is going on. It is going forward. It will not move ahead. So everything will be done, I hope, by the government party to reinforce this friendship operation, which exists for many years, and between China and Benin in the advantage of each country. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, unfortunately, that brings us to the end of this edition of China-Africa Talk. Mr. Adamu, thank you very much for sharing your insights on the Benin-China economic developments.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others. Post it on social media or leave a rating and review. Thanks again. See you next time.